Since you two know how to do it, I want you to get all the draft horses and their drivers together. This will be the best use of their skill. Use all the equipment off the wagons or breeching you need. We'll not be taking them anyway. Have the chains made up at once, and then I want you all to practice the rest of the day. I want you to set up things to drag the chains through. Heavy things, so the horses will be used to what you're going to do. You need to practice so each team of men and horses can work together. Peter came forward and stood next to a beaming Brynn.
We will, Mother Confessor. You'll see. We can do it. You can count on us.
She gave them each a sobering look. What you want to do is dangerous, but if you can do it, it will be a great benefit to us. It could save many of our lives. Their cavalry is deadly. Take your gear and your practice seriously. Men will be trying to kill you when you do it for real. They put their fists to their hearts, this time holding their chins up.
We'll see to it, Mother Confessor. You can count on the drivers. We won't let you down. We'll get their horses.
After receiving her nod, they turned to their horses. Heads together, whispering in excitement, they went to their task. Kaelin watched a lone rider in the distance galloping through the camp. He stopped to ask a group of men something. They pointed in her direction.
They've only been with us a couple of months, Captain Ryan said. They're just boys.
Kaelin raised an eyebrow to him.
They are men, fighting for the Midlands.
When I first saw you, I thought of you in much the same way you see them. Now I think you look a little older to me. He sighed.
I guess you're right. If they really can do the job, it will be a brilliant achievement.
The galloping rider approached and leapt from his horse before it came fully to a stop. He gave a perfunctory salute.
Mother Confessor?
He gulped some air.
I'm Cynric with the sentries.
What is it, Cynric?
You said you wanted to know about everything, so I thought I'd better report. We were just setting up the sentries about an hour out, between here and the Army of the Order near a road that crosses Jarrah Pass, and a coach came up the crossroad from the direction of Kelton. We knew you didn't want anything unusual going on, so we stopped the coach. I thought I'd better find out what you wanted us to do.
Who's in the coach?
An old couple. Wealthy merchants of some sort, or so they claim. Something about orchards.
What did you tell them? You didn't tell them about us, did you? You didn't tell them that we have an army out here, did you? He shook his head vehemently.
No, Mother Confessor. We told them that there were outlaws in the neighborhood and that we were a small patrol out looking for them. We told them they weren't allowed to pass until I checked with my commander. I said they had to wait until I returned.
Kaelin nodded. That's quick thinking, Cynric.
The driver's name is Ahern. He wanted to argue with us and thought to give his team reins until we showed him some steel. Then the old man came flying out of the coach accusing us of trying to rob him. He started to swing his cane around at us like he thought that would drive us off or something. Anyway, we drew arrows on him, and he decided he would get back in his coach.
What is his name? Cynric shifted his weight to the other foot and scratched his eyebrow.
Robin, or Reuben, or something like that. Feisty old fellow. Reuben, I think. Reuben Rybnik. I think that's it.
Kaelin sighed as she shook her head.
They don't sound like spies, but if the Order catches them and they know anything, they will tell it all before the Dharans are through with them.
She looked up.
What are they doing out here? The old man says his wife is sick and they're taking her to healers in Nicol Bharisi. She didn't look well to me. Her eyes looked to be all rolled back in her head.
Well, since they're on the road going northwest, going across Jarrah Pass, that shouldn't take them anywhere near the Order. She pulled some of her long hair back off her face.
But before I dare let them go, I best go speak with them.
Before she could take three steps, Sergeant Frost came running up behind.
Mother Confessor, the tubs of whitewash are ready. The tents are heated.
Kaelin let out a noisy breath. She looked from Sergeant Frost to Sentry Cynric to other men waiting patiently to talk with her or ask instructions. She let out another breath.
Look, Cynric, I don't have the hour to ride out there and another to ride back. I'm sorry, but I just don't have the time.
He nodded.
Yes, Mother Confessor, I understand. What do you wish done?
She steeled herself to the orders.
Kill them.
Mother Confessor?
Kill them.
We can't be sure of the truth of who they are, and this is too important to worry about strangers running around loose. We can't take the risk.
Make it quick so they don't suffer.
She turned away toward Sergeant Frost.
But, Mother Confessor!
She looked over her shoulder. Cynric gathered up a length of reins.
The driver, Ahern? He has a royal pass.
Kaelin turned back and frowned.
A what? A royal pass medallion. It's a medallion that was given to him by Queen Cirilla herself. It says he was a hero to the people of Ebenicia in the siege, and in honor of his service he is to be given unhindered pass anywhere in Galia.
The queen herself gave this pass? Cynric nodded.
I'll do what you command, Mother Confessor, but with this medallion the Queen has promised him her protection. Palin rubbed her forehead with her fingertips. She was so tired she could hardly focus her mind to think. Since he has a pass given by the Queen, we must honor it. She pointed a finger to the sentry. But you tell him that he must be clear of the area immediately. Repeat what you told him about there being outlaws in the neighborhood. Tell him that you're hunting these outlaws, and that if you catch Ahern and his coach around here again, you're ordered to assume they are in with the outlaws, and you're to execute them on the spot. The road to Nicobarisi goes northeast. Tell them to keep to it and not to stop before they're a good long distance from here. Cynric clapped a fist to his heart as she turned to take Captain Ryan's arm and lead him toward the tents with the whitewash. Behind, she heard the sentry gallop off toward the coach he had found. The other men took the hint that they weren't to come and went about other business. She loosened the thong holding her mantle closed. The temperature had climbed above freezing, and the clouds had lowered nearly to the ground. The air felt ringing wet.
Fog will move in by this afternoon, he observed. This whole valley pass will be thick with it tonight.
He glanced to her questioning frown.
I've lived in these mountains my whole life. When it takes a thaw like this in winter, the fog settles into the passes for at least a couple of days.
Kaelin surveyed the mountainsides ascending into the gray clouds.
That will serve us well, especially for what I have in mind. It will be an aid to us in bringing terror to the enemy.
So, are you ready to tell me what we're to paint?
Kaelin let out a tired sigh.
We've devised a number of plans to strike targets that must be destroyed. Tonight will be our best chance of accomplishing those things because they will be surprised. We will not have a chance of surprise like this again. After tonight, they will be expecting our next attacks.
I understand. The men, too, know the importance of this. They will do well.
We must also not lose sight of our intent. Our intent is to kill these men. Tonight, we will have the chance to do that as perhaps at no other time. We must take that opportunity.
How many swordsmen do we have? He was silent a moment as he tallied the numbers in his head.
Nearly 2,000 are swordsmen, not quite another 800 archers, and the rest divided up among pikemen, lancers, and cavalry, among others, including the rest of what an army needs, from drivers to fletchers to blacksmiths.
Kaelin nodded to herself. I want you to select about 1,000 swordsmen. Pick the strongest, the fiercest, the most eager for the fight.
And what are we going to do with these men?
The men dressed in the uniforms of the sentries we kill will make an exploration of the enemy camp and come back and give us the locations of our objectives. We have enough men to do the tasks we have assigned for those objectives. The swordsmen are for beginning our prime objective, killing the enemy. They will first see to the enemy commanders, just in case they weren't poisoned, and then after that they will kill as many men as they can in the shortest possible time. They came to the dozen tents set up close together in a half circle. Kaelin checked inside them all to be sure they were equipped as she had ordered. Finished checking, she stood outside the largest and faced Captain Ryan.
So, are you going to tell me now what it is we're to paint?
Kaelin nodded.
Those 1,000 swordsmen.
He stared, dumbfounded.
We're going to paint the men. Why?
It's simple. The Harrens fear spirits. They fear the spirits of the foes they kill. That's why they drag the bodies of their fallen comrades away from a battle site, like Ebenicia. Tonight, their fears are going to come to haunt them. They are going to be attacked by the thing they fear most. Spirits.
But they will recognize us as soldiers, simply with white clothes, not as spirits.
Kaelin looked at Captain Ryan from under her eyebrows.
They will not be wearing clothes. They will have nothing but their swords, painted white just as are they. They will remove their clothes just before the attack.
His mouth dropped open.
What?
I want you to get the swordsmen together, now, and assemble them here. They're to go into the tents, remove their clothes, and dip themselves in the whitewash. After dunking themselves, they will stand near the hot rocks until dry. It won't take long. Then they can put their clothes back on, until the attack. Captain Ryan stood in shock.
But it's winter. They'll freeze without clothes.
We have a break in the bitter cold. Besides, the cold will remind them to rush in and rush back out. I don't want them to stay in that camp very long. The enemy will recover from their shock in short order and set upon any invader. I want our men to attack, kill terrified Daharans, and escape. As I said, Daharans fear spirits. When they see what they will at first think is their worst fear, they will be stunned. Their first thought will be to run, not to fight. Men die as easily from a sword through the back as through the front. Some will freeze in place, not knowing what to do. Even those who recognize the invaders as men painted white
and not as spirits, will be confused for a moment. Those few seconds of confusion as we come upon each new group are the seconds we need to run them through. In battle, the difference between killing and being killed is often a single moment of indecision. The swordsmen are not to engage in fights. If challenged, they're to run on to others. There are more than enough to kill. It's a mistake to waste time engaging in battle if it can be avoided. I simply want enemy soldiers killed. After the commanders are dead, it doesn't matter which ones. I don't want our men fighting unless forced to. That only risks their lives needlessly. Rush in, kill as many men as possible, and rush out. Those are to be the orders. Captain Ryan frowned as he considered.
I never thought I would hear myself say it, but I think it sounds like it might be an outlandishly successful tactic.
The men aren't going to like it at first, but they'll follow orders. I'll explain it to them, and then I know they'll feel a little better about it.
I've never heard of such a thing, and I'm sure the enemy hasn't either.
He at last smiled a sly smile.
It sure to surprise them, no doubt about that.
Kalin was relieved he had come around to that much of it.
Good. I'm pleased to have the enthusiasm of a captain in the Galleon army, in the Midlands army.
Now, I want you to have my horse's saddle and tack brought here and dipped in the whitewash, and please post some guards outside this tent while I'm inside. His eyes widened.
Your saddle? You're not... Mother Confessor, you can't be serious.
I would not ask my men to do something I myself would not do. They need to have a commander to rally around in their first battle. I intend to lead them. Captain Ryan took a step back. He was aghast. He regained the step.
But, Mother Confessor, you're a woman, and not in any way an ugly woman.
Seemingly involuntarily, he took a quick glance the length of her.
In fact, you are... Mother Confessor, forgive me.
He fell silent.